Hello, this is David Scott, and in this podcast, we will be looking at bank reconciliations. I will be discussing why we do bank reconciliations, what we need to be able to perform a bank reconciliation, and cover the steps to do a bank reconciliation. Why do we do a bank reconciliation? In order to have control over receipts and payments of the business, the bank account in the general ledger must be reconciled with the bank statements that are received from the bank. This is to ensure that the transactions that are processed in your accounting records agree with the transactions as processed by the bank, to help you identify mistakes and even fraud and theft. To be able to perform a bank reconciliation, we require the following: the cash journals, which determines the balance of the bank account in the general ledger, the bank statements as received or supplied by the bank, and the reconciliation from the previous month. We will now be going through the steps to do a bank reconciliation. Firstly, we need to get the opening balance of the bank account on the previous month's bank reconciliation. Therefore, we need to compare the reconciling items from the previous month with the bank statements of the current month. We then compare the items in the cash receipt journal and the cash payment journal with the bank statements. Now, there will probably be items that could not be found. These items can include items that are on the bank statements but are not in the cash journals or in the previous month's bank statements. Items included in the cash journals but does not appear on the bank statement, for example, outstanding checks or deposits, mistakes made by the bank, and mistakes made by the business. Please refer to the study material and PowerPoint presentation for more detailed information on bank reconciliations and illustrative examples.